Gender fluidity may be part of the current zeitgeist, but it's not a wholly new topic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Megan Bryson, Lindsay Young Associate Professor of Religious Studies and Chair of Asian Studies at the University of Tennessee, examines one historical example.
In the United States, discussions about religion and gender tend to focus on Christianity, but other religions offer additional ways of thinking about gender. One such religion is Buddhism, whose teachings on gender fluidity have taken on new meanings in recent years. One example of Buddhist teachings on gender fluidity is the Lotus Sutra, one of the most popular Buddhist scriptures in East Asia. Its core message is that everyone, no matter their gender or status, has the potential to become a Buddha. This is an important message because earlier forms of Buddhism taught that only men with special physical characteristics could become Buddhas. The Lotus Sutra conveys its message of universal Buddhahood in several stories that depict transformations between male and female bodies. For example, a dragon girl instantly transforms into the masculine body of a Buddha, proving that female bodies are not barriers to awakening. Elsewhere, the Lotus Sutra devotes a chapter to the Bodhisattva of compassion, Avalokiteshvara, known as Guanyin in Mandarin and Kannon in Japanese. Avalokiteshvara takes on male or female forms, depending on the needs of the audience. The Lotus Sutra has made Avalokiteshvara an inspiration and icon for transgender, gender-fluid, and non-binary people in and beyond East Asia. At Japan's Shōzenji Temple, the head nun, who is transgender, says, "Kannon Bodhisattva has no gender identity." The Lotus Sutra may have been written in the 3rd century, but it continues to shape views of gender today.
That was Megan Bryson of the University of Tennessee. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.